Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 225. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis, and welcome to a very simple episode. Sometimes on the show, I like to go really deep on a subject, and other times, I just want to give you something to think about. Just something to think about, something that will leave you pondering, thinking to yourself, maybe Case is onto something with this mindset. Maybe I should give it a try myself. And that's what I've got for you today. It's a simple mindset. It's a simple choice. And not to be a broken record, but everything I talk about on this podcast, literally every topic I've addressed in 224 episodes, everything I've talked about is about choices. Choices that you can make in life. And that's all a mindset is. That's all your mindset is. It's a choice that you can make and no one can take it from you. It's a choice that you can make regarding how you see yourself in the world, how you see what has happened to you in your past, how you envision what will happen to you in your future, how you see your path to success, your relationships, you name it. All mindset is a choice. And, you know, now after realizing this and living this for years, I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm the most fulfilled I've ever been, all because I realized that I control my perception of myself. I can't always control what happens to me. Nope. I can't always control outcomes in life. Nope. I can't stop the majority of the BS that happens to me in my life. Nope. I can't stop it from frustrating me or annoying me or confusing me, at least at first. But I can control how I react to it in the long term. I can control the conclusions I make about myself and who I am and what I'm capable of and so on and so forth. And so today I've got a really simple idea that I think if you practice it, it will make you feel at peace with yourself. At a minimum, it will stop what I think so many of us do, and that's we allow ourselves to feel small in life. So I'll hop right into it. Really simple idea here. And real quick, no promo, nothing to promote right now other than to say thank you for all the ratings and reviews. They really do help the show grow. So if you haven't dropped one yet on Apple Podcasts, it would mean the world to me if you would take 2 minutes max. Shouldn't take any longer than that. 2 minutes to write a 5-star rating and review, a 1-2 sentence review, and that's it. It really does mean a lot to me. And also, thank you so much for sharing the podcast with your friends. Thank you for sending them the link or however you're sharing it and telling them that I've got something that, you know, might be helpful for them. I guess so many people reach out to say that a friend shared it with them, and that is so amazing to me. So thank you so much. And that's it. That's the promo. Let's get into this mindset here, this really simple mindset that I want to talk about, this really simple choice that I want to talk about. So I'll start with a question. I have a genuine question for you. And it's, what are you focused on in your life? In your head, what are you focused on? What are you thinking about? That's literally it. What are you thinking about? What consumes you? What do you give energy over to in your thoughts? Think about this for a minute. You don't have to answer right now, but be thinking about it. And here's what I know. It's that life is life. Life is filled with a lot of things. It's filled with happy moments and sad moments. It's filled with great friendships and friendships that fall apart. It's filled with fulfilling relationships. And it's also filled with ones that drain you and teach you the meaning of toxic. It's filled with success and failure. Great moments, shitty moments, everything in between. But more so than that, more like black and white than that, life is filled, simply put, with things that make sense and things that don't make sense. Right? I'm a simple guy. I like to break things down. Life is filled with things that make sense and things that don't make sense. There are things that you have learned that make sense to you, that you know, And there are things that continue and continue to elude you and confuse you and frustrate you, right? Life is filled with questions that you've answered about yourself, about life, about how things work. And life is also filled with unknowns, questions with no answers. It's filled with certainty and uncertainty, confidence and fear, security and insecurity, right? You get it. Life is filled with both ends of the spectrum there, basically 24/7. Things you know and things you don't know. Things that are great and things that are not so great, right? I'm sure you'd probably agree with this, right? Simply put, that there are things you know and things you don't know. Like, for example, you know that in life you hate liars. You don't like liars. You know that you don't like people who are flaky. You know that you are sensitive to certain things. You know that certain things don't bother you. Certain things do bother you. You know what excites you. You know what bores you for the most part, right? Broadly speaking. So with that in mind, and with my initial question in mind, I'll ask you this again. In your head, what are you focused on? Are you focused on what you know? Or are you focused on what you don't know? That's the question. Are you focused on what you know, or are you focused on what you don't know? Now, if you listen to the podcast or read any of my writing, you know, or if you've picked up the journal even, you know that I'm all about asking yourself questions in life. Like, I think that personally, that's the key to growth. That's the key to self-awareness. It's the key to knowing who you are and what you want. It's so important to discover more about yourself each and every day. But the question is, do you let those questions handcuff you? Do you let them paralyze you? Do you let them consume you and make you feel small because you realize that you don't have the answers right now? When you don't know an answer to a question, does that weigh on you? Does that make you feel small, or does it inspire you? Personally, old me, call it old Case Kenny 1.0, was really just totally consumed by what I didn't know. By the questions I had, the answers I desperately wanted. So old me would have answered that question of what am I focused on with an answer of I am focused on what I don't know. Like I am almost exclusively focused on what I don't know. And you know, I used to live my life with this like overwhelming sense of uncertainty because I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know how I'd accomplish what I wanted. I couldn't make sense of things. I didn't know why this relationship didn't work out, that relationship didn't work out. I didn't know why I didn't feel confident or energized, you name it, right? Things that I think weigh on all of us. But I let it consume me. I let it consume me, the things that I didn't know. But I really set myself free here. And here's the mindset when I realized that I had a choice. Yes. I think, you know, I should always, always, always be driven to find answers. I think that's my purpose in life. But as I do that, I don't need to let it consume me. You know, I have a choice. I can make a shift, a major shift. I can focus on what I know instead of what I don't know. I can remind myself of what I know amidst all the things that I don't know. And this shift has been everything to me. It's a mindset shift. That's all it is. And that I no longer allow myself to feel small. I no longer allow myself to feel consumed by all of the unknowns in my life. Instead, I make myself feel big, right? I amp myself up by repeating in my head what I do know. That's instead of allowing myself to be consumed by what I don't know, I focus on what I do know. Instead of feeling small by repeating all of the unknowns in my life, I remember, I celebrate, I highlight what I do know, what I have learned. And this has been like a beautiful transition for me. And I think it's become a powerful new mindset practice that's moving from a focus on and like an obsession with the unknowns in my life to the things that I know are true for me, no matter how big or how small. It's been a big shift. So what does this actually look like? It looks kind of like this. It goes from thinking that, for example, no one likes me. I can't connect with everyone or anyone, and I don't know why. My dating life sucks. I can't find connection. It goes from that to, you know what? I've learned that I am not for everyone. I know that. I know that I am not for everyone. Or moving from, I hate my job doing accounting. It sucks. My boss is the worst. To, you know, I don't like my job, but I do love it when I get to do something creative at work, like putting together a presentation on a particular topic and presenting it to the whole company. That's great. I love that. Or moving from I hate my body, I'm weak, I'm out of shape, to man, look at how far I've come. I couldn't bench 135 a year ago. Now I'm repping 200. That's amazing. Or moving from, man, I'm boring. I am so boring. I have nothing interesting about me. To, you know, I love documentaries about the Industrial Revolution. You know, I don't know, right? Right? That's moving from, I'm going to die alone. I can't get a relationship right. To, man, you know, actually, I really did learn a lot from my ex. I learned about my need to communicate better. And I also learned that a big red flag for me is lack of independence in a partner, right? Those are just quick examples. You see what I'm saying? It's not necessarily a shift from losses to wins or from rejection to success. It's baby steps. It's like little steps of progress that I know I've made. It's the little things that I've realized and have learned and do know, right? It's moving from a focus on my life's unknowns to my life's knowns. And yeah, the knowns could be small. They can be like sound like seemingly insignificant and relative or gradual. But I really think that this idea, this choice to focus on what I know and not obsess over what I don't know, that it can be really, really big. And personally, it's this idea here of allowing myself to feel small by obsessing over the unknowns, but feeling bigger when I remind myself of what I do know, what I have learned. And again, it might not sound like a big deal, but it really is. It is a big deal because it gives you momentum. And it gives you momentum back, or it creates momentum for you. All because you make a conscious decision to not overwhelm yourself with what you do not know. And yeah, if you're like me or you're human, there's a lot that you don't know. There's a lot. But it's a choice to not overwhelm yourself with that. And yeah, you still work your ass off. You still push yourself. You still hustle to find answers in your life. You never stop that. You never diminish that drive. But while you do that, you adopt a practice, a mindset of reminding yourself, literally just reminding yourself of what you do know. And I'm just, in my experience, I'm telling you that it makes you feel big. It makes you remember. It's like a progress meter. It shows you the progress you've made, the discoveries you've already made, the things that you know, the things you've learned, the questions you have answered, like the pieces of the puzzle you've already put together, the progress you've made, no matter how small, no matter how little it's been. And these are all things that you tend to forget under the weight of obsessing over what you don't know. So that's the vibe. It's really simple, right? It's the mindset. And it kind of affirms what I've come to learn, that life is a balance. It's a balance, right? It's a balance of emotions. It's a balance of definitely, one, coming to terms with what you know versus what you don't know. But like more than that, life is a balance between all kinds of emotions, being inspired versus being confused, being loved, being not loved, being celebrated versus being forgotten, being listened to versus being ignored, right? That's life. And I think the path to being happy and fulfilled is where you work hard, yes, to put yourself in a position to be loved, celebrated, listened to. But while you do that, you remind yourself of the times, no matter how infrequent, no matter how inconsistent, of when you were loved or celebrated or listened to, where you did learn those things about yourself. And it's a small thing, but it stops you from feeling small. It stops you from feeling less or like you're falling behind. And that right there is everything, because that gives you momentum. It reminds you of progress. And that's a big deal, because I've learned that the times in my life where I get in my head, the times where I feel frustrated, the times where I feel anxious or overwhelmed, those are the times when I allow myself to feel small, where I turn my back on the things that I do know, the ways that I have grown, the lessons that I have learned, how far I've actually come, the progress I have made. And even if those are small things, they are things, nonetheless, they matter. And I think I owe it to myself to remember them, to celebrate them. So I ask you this question again. What about you? Like, are you allowing yourself to feel small? Or can you take a step back and make a choice? Again, all mindset is a choice. Can you take a step back and make yourself feel big? Can you remind yourself of what you know instead of what you don't know? And here's kind of my silly, cheesy analogy for this episode, and I don't know where I saw this, but it's that there's always rainbows above the clouds. There's always rainbows above the clouds. But you have to get through the clouds first. You have to look above the clouds to find them. But they're there. And the clouds aren't going anywhere. But if you look above the clouds, you'll find the rainbows. And I think it's the same with your life. There's always rainbows above the clouds. But the question is, have you looked there? Have you looked there? There are things you know amidst all the things you don't know. But have you looked? Have you reminded yourself of those things? Because they're there. And I don't care how lost you think you are. I don't care how much of a loser you think you are. I don't care how much unwanted you feel you are. I think beyond actions, beyond the things you can't control in life, there are things that you have proven to yourself, things you have discovered about yourself, things you've done yourself that are there. And reminding yourself of them will make you feel big again, or at least less small. And so I think you owe it to yourself to pay attention to those things. You owe it to yourself to remind yourself of what you do know, right? You know, for example, that you're not for everyone. Remember that. Highlight that. Amidst all the questions you have of why didn't this relationship work? Why didn't that one work? Well, okay, you know you're not for everyone. You know that you need more substance in your relationships. You know a red flag or two or three to look out for. You've learned that. You know what excites you. You know what bores you. You know that you don't care about fantasy football or watching The Bachelor. You know that you've grown to love working out no matter how far from your goal you still are. You know that the ocean calms you and the city stresses you out. You know that you love house music and it, you know, just lights your soul on fire, right? You know things about yourself. You have learned things about yourself. Amidst all the things you're still discovering, all the questions you have about yourself, all the questions you have about how the world works, you know things. And I think you should remind yourself of them. I think you should create a practice of highlighting those things. I think for every question you still have about life, for every unknown that still stresses you out, for every experience that still doesn't make sense to you, yes, please work hard to find answers to those things. But for every one of those, push yourself to make the choice to remember what you have learned, what you have proven to be true, what does make sense to you. And that will move you from feeling small to feeling big. It will remind you that above the clouds are those rainbows. You just have to remember to look. So that's it. I'll leave it right there. Just a simple mindset that I practice that, you know, simply put, just makes me happy. It moves me from feeling small to feeling big again. And that's made a big difference for me, and I think it can for you. So I'll end it there. I hope that was helpful. As always, I'd love it if you would share this episode with a friend. Also, let me know what you think. My DMs are open. My texts are open. My number is in the description. And that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.